From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah's U.S. senators are defending the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as a Christian denomination. The Department of Defense updated its list of religious designations. It doesn't classify the Utah-based church as Christian. Senator Mike Lee posted a video on X saying that needs to change.
It's also just repugnant to any sense of decency, any sense of our common heritage and our common belief that the government needs to not weigh in on doctrinal disputes between various religious denominations.
Senator John Curtis says he's working to get the government to change the classification, and he praises Latter-day Saints as patriotic and service-oriented. Both men are members of the LDS Church. On its website, the church also says it's Christian. A wildfire near Scipio and I-15 started yesterday and has already burned more than 1,000 acres. Utah Fire Info says the Tower Fire is 10% contained. It was a bad weekend for wildfires. Saratoga Springs saw two. The Stillwater Fire is still burning in the mountains behind the city. It's only about 30 acres, and crews have stopped forward progression. The Glambert Lane Fire caused evacuations, but it's contained now. Fire officials think both were started by target shooting. New data shows heat-related deaths were down last year. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, some populations are still at high risk. And it could be a hot, dry summer in Utah and the West.
Last year, heat was a contributing factor in 1,837 deaths across the country. But those numbers are down from roughly 2,400 deaths in each of the prior 2 years. Rob Bott, an insurance expert with the financial group LendingTree, analyzed the federal data. People older than 85 and Indigenous people have the highest heat-related death rates.
If you are in one of these groups that has higher rates of death from heat exposure, then it's even more important to take even mild symptoms seriously and treat them before they turn into something more serious.
In the Mountain West, Arizona and Nevada have the most heat-related deaths in the country. New Mexico has the 6th highest rates. In Las Vegas, Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
Rafters rejoice. A new boat ramp is open in Canyonland National Park's Cataract Canyon. Cataract Canyon is a hazardous and isolated section of the Colorado River that goes through Red Rock. It has a lot of water fluctuations and 14 miles of rapids. The Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation says the old ramp at North Wash had become unusable because of drought and declining water levels at Lake Powell. The new one is a stopgap solution until the division finishes a long-term ramp at North Height. River users should plan ahead and factor in extra time for takeout. You're listening to KUER News.